This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene. Contemporary Christian music has quite a following in this country. But for those who sneer at the genre, there's an inside joke. Jesus per minute. You get it. How many times does an artist say Jesus' name in a given 60 seconds? We're about to meet Josh Garrels. He's part of a new breed of independent singer-songwriters who don't sweat Jesus per minute, and he's one of the ecstatic voices we're featuring as we report on sacred music in America. NPR's John Burnett has the story.
Last year, Christianity Today magazine named Josh Garrels' CD, Love and War and the Sea in Between, its album of the year. In 66 minutes of music, Garrels mentions Jesus exactly once. The album is a lyrical, haunting exploration of what it means to be a Christian.
When the night comes and you don't know which way to go, through the shadowlands and forgotten paths, you will find a road.
Garrels is a 33-year-old former skate punk and high school dope dealer who lives in Portland, Oregon with his wife and three young children. His music has earned him an adoring following that seems to be on the rise.
Like an owl, you must fly in moonlight with an open eye and use your instinct as your guide to navigate the way that lays before you.
He's been courted repeatedly by what's known as CCM, the contemporary Christian music industry, and he always declines.
The music I make doesn't tend to go there all that often, just in awe of God, you know. More my music, I would say, is trying to peel back layers and find, like, where is God in the midst of this city that I live in and this marriage I'm in and these things that are going wrong and these things that are going right. Does that make sense?
Josh Garrels asks more questions than he offers answers. He's comfortable performing on both sides of the sacred-secular divide. One night, the youth ministers are clapping. The next night, the bartenders are giving him high fives.
There's a place moth and rust cannot lay waste. This is grace, the face of love.
There are movements within postmodern Christianity that are saying these lines between sacred and secular are false constructs. They don't really exist.
Christian Piot is a blogger and author in Portland who writes about faith and pop culture.
And therefore, we don't have to choose whether or not we're going to listen to U2 or we're going to listen to Amy Grant or we're going to listen to Josh Garrels or the Avett Brothers. I can have them all on the same rotation in my music and not consider myself an apostate or a heretic or anything like that.
Neither does Mark Mooring. He's the former pop culture editor at Christianity Today and a big fan of Garrels' music.
It wrestles more with real life issues. It wrestles with faith and doubt and that mystery in between. And he does it with more depth and more poetry.
Garrels is playing a sold-out concert at Portland's historic Alberta Rose Theater.
Thanks for coming out on a Wednesday night.
He's sitting on a stool on stage, wearing a white skull cap, a work shirt, work boots, and resting a Gibson guitar on his knee. While the venue is decidedly secular, his fans are sipping craft beer, Garrels does a little preaching toward the end of his set.
This song is called Bread and Wine, because we're invited to, like, eat body that's broken for us and drink the blood that's spilled for us to enter into literally like suffering so that we can receive something that is way beyond us and be healed.
There's some things we can't live without. Man, so prone to die.
He seems to connect with his listeners. They not only tap their feet, they nod their heads in agreement.
So give it just a little time, share some bread and wine, weave your heart into mine.
In the lobby after the show, fans line up to buy a CD or shake Garrels' hand. One of them is Luana Wilson, a stay-at-home mom from Vancouver, Washington, who discovered Josh Garrels through her 15-year-old son, Jaden.
I actually don't listen to a lot of Christian radio. For me personally, a lot of it sounds the same, and I just love the fact that his sound is fresh and new and just deep.
As an independent, Garrels has built his fan base in a way that may seem counterintuitive. He gave away his breakout album, Love and War and the Sea in Between, free for a year. In all, he says he's given away 153,000 downloads. What's more, he dedicates a portion of the income he does receive to charities such as World Relief in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
If you want to call it like a business model now that I have, is every new album I make, I will give away for a season. That it'll sort of be my offering, my first fruits.
As the thinking goes, the people who get freebies will buy his earlier albums and his next album, and they'll wait for him to come to their town to play. It's a business model that many musicians and the music industry say will not work, but Josh Garrels is used to doing things his own way. John Burnett, NPR News.